Mornings and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Starliner astronauts Commander Nick Hague, Butch Williams, and Sonny Williams, and cosmonaut Alexander Gorbunov returned to Earth 17 hours after undocking from the International Space Station. They splashed down off Florida's Gulf Coast near Tallahassee. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood says next.
Back at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, the crew will face extensive medical tests and initial rehabilitation to help them in their readaptation to gravity. But even though Wilmore and Williams spent 286 days in space, what they're going to face now is not at all unusual. It's just what NASA would do with any returning space station crew.
A new study finds most treatments for back pain, including aspirin and ibuprofen, can help with low back pain, but very little. Aidan Cashin of Neuroscience Research Australia.
There are a lot of treatment options around for people who are experiencing low back pain. But when we look at some of the best quality evidence for those interventions, unfortunately, very few have benefit. And when they do, the effects are only small to moderate at best.
Cashin says the best treatment is usually exercise and rest. Russia agrees to an immediate ceasefire on all energy infrastructure in Ukraine. CBS's Holly Williams in Lviv, Ukraine.
After that call between President Trump and Vladimir Putin, the Kremlin said that Russia will only agree to a long-term ceasefire if all foreign military aid to Ukraine is stopped.
Minnesota Senators Amy Klobuchar and Tina Smith joined some veterans in blasting the Trump administration's plans to lay off thousands of employees from the VA. CBS News Minnesota's Jonah Kaplan.
The VA has actually long been a target for reform. It's been on the Government Accountability Office's high-risk list for fraud and waste every year since the end of the Obama administration. The issues include, quote, ambiguous policies and inconsistent processes, inadequate oversight and accountability, and unclear resource needs.
After President Trump calls for the impeachment of the judge in last weekend's deportation case, U.S. Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts, in a rare move, says in a statement that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement with the court's decision. An Atlanta police canine sniffs out a large amount of drugs at Hartsfield-Jackson Airport. WSB's Bill Caiaccio.
More than 35 pounds of methamphetamine and 4.6 ounces of fentanyl are intercepted by the airport's drug unit. Authorities say a passenger on a Delta flight from Ontario International Airport had the drugs in one of his two checked bags. The passenger was arrested after Atlanta police coordinate with Homeland Security, which is now leading the investigation. Bill Caiaccio for CBS News Atlanta.
This is CBS News.
A riddle brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What do your home and auto have in common? Progressive protects them both. It was an easy riddle. Learn more at progressive.com.
Hi, this is Beth, inviting you to join me for The Kitchen's Open, the show within the show, each Monday morning at 9 a.m. on The Morning Show on WFHR.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a five-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Gwyneth Paltrow says that she and Timothy Chalamet have a lot of sex together, in a new film, that is. In a recent interview with Vanity Fair, Paltrow talked about her new film, Marty Supreme. Chalamet plays a professional ping pong player and Paltrow his love interest. Throughout the interview, Paltrow tries to make ping pong sound sexy, like Chalamet's character learned on the streets. Gwyneth made a point to say there was no intimacy coordinator on the set and that they handled the love scenes themselves. Sources have not confirmed or denied that to enhance the mood on the set, Paltrow lit a whole mess of scented candles she used to sell that supposedly smelled like her private parts. Google it. It's real. Timothy Chalamet is also prepared to launch a personal product of his own. It's a mustache comb called One Day I Might Need This. Marty Supreme will be released Christmas Day of 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, the wind picking up, a low in the low 30s. Winter weather advisory for tomorrow, snow, some mixed rain early, and accumulations of 1 to 3 inches. Heavier totals to the north and west with a winter storm warning. Gusts above 40 miles an hour with blowing snow.
It's 42 right now.
Maggie Dawn.
How do we turn out the vote and get the message across in red counties across Wisconsin ahead of the election on April 1st? We discussed just that at 3 p.m. with the chairs of the Winnebago, Wood, and Marathon County Democratic Party.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, top of the Tuesday to you. A lot going on in the world today. Donald Trump was supposed to be talking to Vladimir Putin about Ukraine and Putin's demands. And, you know, Trump has not made a single demand of Russia so far. Everything has been demands of Ukraine, right? Yes, you were attacked. Yes, you were bombed. Yes, you know, hundreds of thousands of your people were murdered and hundreds of thousands of your children were stolen. But you have to give up some land, don't you know? So anyhow, Trump schedules this phone call with Putin like, you know, a week in advance. And then what happens? Putin puts him on hold. Putin's having a meeting with a room full of oligarchs, his billionaire buddies. And a reporter in the room goes, "Aren't you supposed to be talking to Trump right now?" And he's like, yeah, don't worry about it. But Trump can wait. Let him sit on hold. I think we know who's in charge. Meanwhile, welcome to Trump's America, where immigrants vanish, courts are ignored, and no one is safe. We'll get to that in a moment. Also, who broke into the U.S. Institute of Peace and why? And Musk has been integrating his Starlink satellite system into the White House. Say what? In the second hour of our program, Trump's plan for Social Security. Let's make it as hard to get a Social Security check as it is to vote in a red state if you live in a blue city. Yeah. And also, Donald Trump says federal contractors, right now the minimum wage for federal contractors that they must pay their employees. And federal contractors, by the way, make up 20% of the American workforce. People who work for the federal government but are not federal employees, they work for companies that are hired by the federal government. Those companies, as of yesterday, had to pay a minimum of $17.75 an hour, a living wage. Today, $7.75 an hour. Or maybe $7.25, whatever the federal minimum wage is, $7 and change. We'll get to that in the second hour of the program. Also in the second hour of the program, conservative groups in a repeat of the Kyle Rittenhouse worship, whatever you call this thing, are inviting people to try to kill police officers as honored guests and speakers at their events. Why? And in our third hour, David Pakman, our colleague, talk radio host, has a new book out, The Echo Machine. We will be talking with David, our one guest for the day. So, to start out with, welcome to Trump's America. This is exactly what is going on right now, and it is a screaming disaster that basically nobody is safe in Trump's America. I mean, it's just like nobody is safe. And for some reason, I'm getting a very, very strange profile here on my homepage. Anyhow, welcome to Trump's America, where immigrants vanish, courts are ignored, and no one is safe. This is, you know, once a government starts rounding up people, it's very, very hard to stop. And that's what's going on right now. I mean, the president declares it's an invasion. What he's really declaring is war on democracy itself. The United States has been defined from its founding by our commitment to the rule of law. Three co-equal branches of government that serve as checks and balances on each other. And right now, Trump has completely castrated the Republicans in Congress. They have been turned into castrati, the young men with little boy voices. And now he's going after the courts. Robert Reich writing about this morning, about how Trump's further descent into dictatorship. He was tweeting yesterday, presumably about Judge James Boasberg, who is the chief judge of the Federal District Court in Washington, D.C., saying, "This radical left lunatic of a judge, a troublemaker and agitator who was sadly appointed by Barack Hussein Obama, was not elected president. He didn't win the popular vote. Quack, 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 quack. This judge, like many of the crooked judges I am forced to appear before, should be impeached." And what's happening is all across the country, federal judges are starting to get death threats. They're starting to get swatted. They're starting to get attacked. Two federal judges, Paul Engelmeyer and Jeanette Vargas, who blocked Musk's Doge from accessing the Treasury Department, secret files, have had to have additional security. When U.S. District Judge Amir Ali ruled on February 25th that Trump must resume U.S. foreign aid payments, Musk posted, quote, "When judges egregiously undermine the democratic will of the people, they must be fired." It went out to his 215 million followers, including one who said, "U.S. patriots should fire upon him." Even the American Bar Association is worried about this. I mean, Donald Trump is using a law that was passed in 1798 for time of war. It has only been used in the War of 1812, World War I, and World War II. That's it. And in World War II, it was used to round up the Japanese. Brilliant stuff, huh? And it's called the Alien Enemies Act. And under this law, he has rounded up more or less 250 Venezuelans and said, "You guys are gang members, and we're going to send you to the worst torture prison in the world, or one of the worst." It's called it's in El Salvador. It's called the Center for Terrorism Confinement, or CECOT. And the Trump administration admits that virtually none of these people have been convicted of any crime whatsoever. They can't even prove that they're members of a gang. They've received no due process, no legal process whatsoever. This is how dictatorships work. Reuters has the story of one of these young men. Aniello had told his sister on Friday night that he would be deported to Venezuela, she said in a phone interview with Reuters from Texas. Solinar said her brother had been detained on January 31st after an appointment at a U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement office. He had crossed the U.S. border illegally with her and another sister in November 2023 and been released to pursue a claim for asylum. He said that an ICE officer told her, she said that an ICE officer told her that her brother was detained because of a tattoo that linked him to Tren de Aragua, a violent gang with Venezuelan prison origins. She said the tattoo depicted a rose that he had gotten in a tattoo parlor in Dallas. She said, quote, "He thought it looked nice, cool. It didn't have any other significance," stressing that he's not a gang member. Well, now he's in this prison down in El Salvador. He's not the only one. Johnny Sanchez, 22, suspects that her husband, Franco Carabello, 26, who was detained in Texas, is now in El Salvador. Carabello had multiple tattoos, including one of roses, a clock with his daughter's birth time, a lion, and a shaving razor, said his wife. She said, I suspect he's there because of the tattoos he has, and right now any Venezuelan man with tattoos is assumed to be a gang member. She said that her husband has never been a member of this gang or any other gang. I mean, there's just like multiple examples of actual people who have been abducted out of the United States and sent down to El Salvador. Trump is declaring that these people are an invasion, and therefore he can use this law. Their blatant disregard for any kind of evidence is particularly chilling. Thousands of individuals, many who have lived in this country for years, are being swept up with zero proof that they're gang members or threats. Trump and his neighbors don't care. They're deporting innocent people. Even more horrifying, they're ignoring court orders to halt these unconstitutional actions. He's deliberately undermining the judiciary. Today it's asylum seekers and immigrants. Tomorrow it could be political opponents, journalists, or anyone who dares to criticize the orange menace occupying the White House. I mean, Trump has made it very clear to all of us who he wants to emulate. He wants to be like Putin. He wants to be like Kim Jong-un. I mean, he's not hiding this. He's bragging about it. The Republican Party, already complicit in countless abuses of power, must be forced to confront this atrocity. Every Republican in the House and Senate who still believes in the Constitution, if any remain, must rise up and act. They must demand Trump's impeachment for violating his oath of office, for disregarding judicial authority, and for trampling on the rights enshrined in our nation's founding documents. And they must demand the removal of Tom Homan, the so-called border czar, for saying, "I don't care what the judges think." Really? This fight isn't just for Congress. It's for all Americans before America becomes a full-fledged police state. This is not a drill. This is not a partisan squabble. This is a moment when we decide if the United States remains a constitutional republic or slides into authoritarian rule. If we let this stand, history isn't going to ask how it happened. It will ask why we didn't stop it. 16 minutes past the hour. I'll be back with you in just a moment. Stay with us.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Right back with more of the news of the day and your calls. Stay tuned.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. 800-884-9018. That's 800-884-9018.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad, and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck Gennaro at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different. And not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Using meth taught me everything about freedom, only not like you think. It taught me how easy it is to lose your freedom. If you think meth is taking control of you, ask for help. You have the power to be truly free. I know. I'm Jan, and I'm free from meth.
If you or someone you know is struggling with meth, call 1-800-662-HELP for 24-hour free and confidential treatment referral. Learn more at samhsa.gov/meth.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too. Al-Anon and Alateen can help. Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Thank you for listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Now join us anytime by finding and following our Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram pages. We want to hear from you there, too. You'll also find social media links for your favorite shows and hosts on our website. Go to civicmedia.us.
Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. DataPath is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up about 90% of the collagen in your body. It's found in your cartilage, bones, skin, hair, nails, gut, and more. It's also completely flavorless, so you can put it in anything, coffee, smoothies, soup. Because DataPath's recipe is a peptide formula, it's also more bioavailable. It mixes better than other brands, no clumping at all. Louise and I put it in our morning coffee. DataPath has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. They even have an 800 number you can call to talk with a real human being about questions on usage, recipes, or ingredients. And best of all, DataPath offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link. You can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. So visit getnativepath.com/Hartman. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's at the end. And start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman, H-A-R-T-M-A-N-N. getnativepath.com/Hartman.
No judge, no jury, just manufactured fear. They say only them, but history knows. The list gets longer the further it goes. Turns into dust when power bends and breaks our trust. He calls it an invasion lie, but freedom's the thing about to die. This is how it ends. This is how it starts. Silence rips the country apart. When the courts get burned and the truth don't matter, you wake up chained and nothing shatters. How it ends. They say it starts with someone else. A name you don't know, a face you won't tell. But when the knock lands on your door, it's too damn late to fight this war. First the migrants, then dissent, then your voice. This is how it starts.
past the hour. So the Donald Trump administration fired most of the board of the U.S. Institute of Peace. This is a private nonprofit corporation. It's not a government agency. It was created by an act of Congress, and it has three members on the board, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, and the president of the National Defense University, in addition to, I believe, 11 other people. And Trump fired everybody except Hegseth Rubio and the president of the university, Peter Garvin. This was created by Congress over 40 years ago. Elon Musk's merry band of hackers showed up. The Institute of Peace called the police and said, "We're not a federal agency. You can't come in here." The police showed up and said, "Yeah, you know, tough luck. We do what Trump tells us." And so they went in. This is not a federal building. This is not a federal agency. It is an independent nonprofit corporation. It does not meet the U.S. code definitions of government corporation, government-controlled corporation, or even independent establishment affiliated with government. This is, and you know, they had guys with guns. Using violence to invade the offices of a nonprofit agency. Meanwhile, technologist Waldo Jackwith, who has a lengthy history working, doing federal information technology, IT for the federal government across multiple presidential administrations, is warning about what's up with Musk and Starlink. He responded to a report in the New York Times that Musk is integrating Starlink, his internet service provider company, his ISP company, into the White House, with existing fiber cables miles from the complex. He raised security concerns. He says, "I'm the guy who used to oversee the federal government agency's IT telecommunications contracts. This is," he wrote this on Blue Sky. He said, "This is extremely bad. There's absolutely no need for this. Not only is it a huge security exposure, but the simplest explanation for this is that it's meant to be a security exposure." In recent weeks, the New York Times says Starlink was also set up at the General Services Administration, which has served as a hub for Musk's government shrinking efforts. So now every bit of government data that goes over the internet, or it's certainly coming out of the White House, is apparently going over Starlink, where Elon Musk can monitor everything that is being said and done. Dictator much?
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Meanwhile, a new CNN poll finds that AOC, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, best represents the values of the modern Democratic Party. Amen.
Old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435.
What is Recover Now? It's a movement to get clean and sober, started by you, friends and family members, or maybe even the person suffering from an alcohol or drug problem. Recover Now is a free service that helps people find treatment facilities covered by private insurance to help them start the road to recovery and succeed. If you or a loved one wants to recover now, call this number. It's a free call. Many of our treatment counselors have been exactly where you are, and they know what you're going
going through and how to help you get where you want to be. And that is on the road to recovery with one free phone call. My specialist will check your insurance and help you get the best treatment for your needs. Remember, get clean, get sober. Use Recover Now as your free service. Here's the number.
800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. 800-357-8110. That's 800-357-8110.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
CBS News Brief. Astronauts Butch Wilmore and Sonny Williams are back on Earth from the International Space Station. CBS space consultant Bill Harwood.
It was a picture-perfect end to a drawn-out 286-day mission. But NASA Starliner astronauts finally came home, joining two space station crewmates for splashdown off the Florida Gulf Coast.
Neuroscience Research Australia finds only 1 in 10 non-invasive treatments for back pain is effective. Researcher Aidan Cashin.
Currently the leading cause of years lived with disability worldwide. So it really is a common problem, but also a debilitating problem for those who are experiencing it.
Russian President Putin has agreed to temporarily halt strikes on Ukrainian energy and infrastructure. CBS national security consultant Jeff McCausland.
It's a little unclear to me from the statement whether Russia is making concession by ending the attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure immediately, or if that is the first part of these subsequent negotiations.
CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Toscano.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. People on social media have been raving about the show Adolescence. They might be onto something, as it is the highest rated show on Netflix for the week of March 10th. The show was discovered by over 24 million viewers between Thursday and Sunday of last week. That's 5 million more viewers than Robert De Niro's Zero Day received, which premiered February 17th. Adolescence almost drew more viewers than a horribly reviewed Chris Pratt Millie Bobby Brown movie, The Electric State, which took in just over 25 million viewers. Regarding episodic shows, the comedy Running Point finished in second place behind Adolescence with just over 9 million viewers. If you're in the mood for some laughs, check it out as Kate Hudson plays an executive who finds herself running an NBA basketball team. So much bingeable color TV to check out, but your time is valuable. So choose wisely, my fellow couch potatoes. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
More troubles for the Brewers pitchers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports. Baseball, the Brewers losing to the Mariners 14-8 in spring training. Brewers starter Tobias Myers is out now with a strained oblique muscle and will likely miss the start of the season. But Pat Murphy says he thinks Abner Uribe could fill that spot. They are also very pleased with the progress Brandon Woodruff is showing coming back from shoulder surgery. NBA, the Bucks begin a five-game road trip out west tonight against the Golden State Warriors, but it will be without center Jericho Sims. He had to have surgery yesterday for a torn ligament in his right thumb. It happened Saturday night against the Pacers. Sims will be out at least a month. The Bucks have lost four of their last six games. Damian Lillard says it's tough to play team offense when opponents get physical.
It's a tough balance. In your mind, you're like, all right, I might have to dominate and try to take over this 4 or 5 minute stretch. And then you don't want to go against, you know, what the team is kind of preaching. So it's definitely a tough balance.
That's Damian Lillard with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, the wind picking up, a low in the low 30s. Winter weather advisory for tomorrow, snow, some mixed rain early, and accumulations of 1 to 3 inches, heavier totals to the north and west with a winter storm warning. Gusts above 40 miles an hour with blowing snow.
It's 42 right now.
The Badgers.
Seats Max, fakes the three, takes the three, left side, yes sir.
Flee.
Pivots, fades, flips, good again. Just outside the left elbow.
Here.
Goes up, got it, with the right hand, it counts and a foul.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger basketball.
Brought to you by 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric, and Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep. Listen on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM WFHR, streaming live on the Civic Media app.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bock.
Coming up on the show, a former Democrat convicted of bribery, among other things, now turning to help from the president. An update on Gold Bar Bob tomorrow. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
They don't fight for freedom. They don't stand for the weak. Just puppets on a string, dancing to the fat cat's beat. Oh, the boo.
Welcome back. 35 minutes past the hour. Picking up your calls here. What's on your mind today? John in Phoenix, Arizona. Hey, John. Thanks for listening to SiriusXM. What's up?
Hey, good morning, Tom. And not only am I listening to you, but I'm at the gym listening to you.
Okay, cool.
For dedication. And before I get into my topic, I just want to say my wife and I were really looking forward to seeing Bernie and AOC this Thursday over at ASU.
Oh, great. Great. Yeah, that's quite a tour they put together.
Hey, I'm looking forward to it. Hey, my question to you, and it might be a little bit of a controversial question, but this crisis mess that we're in, I don't think it's going to end politically. And I was wondering if you could give us your take on, I mean, what's it going to take, a foreign nation's military to take out Trump, like how Obama took out Osama bin Laden? I don't know the answer, Tom.
Yeah, that's not going to happen, and you wouldn't want that to happen. That would be the beginning of the end of America and American democracy. Right now, the one force, I mean, the Republicans in the House and Senate have completely surrendered to Donald Trump. So the only force that is standing up to him right now are the courts. And we will know probably by the end of this week if the courts are going to hold firm or if Trump is going to defeat the courts. And if he destroys the courts or defeats the courts or overwhelms the courts, then we formally, officially have ceased to be a constitutional republic and have become an autocracy. And then the question is, how far is Trump going to push the autocracy? I believe that there's a very good chance he's going to defeat the courts and that he's then going to go after the media as Putin did, as Orban did, as, I mean, fill in the blank, right? Erdogan in Turkey or El-Sisi in Egypt or, the guys in the Philippines, Duterte in the Philippines or Jair Bolsonaro in Brazil. I mean, this is an old, old playbook that Trump is playing out. And you know, then it's just a matter of time before people like me are in jail or at least shut down or broke. And people who are standing up to Donald Trump, Democratic politicians, are in the same situation. And you know, more and more of us are being held in detention camps. I really don't think I'm exaggerating.
I don't think you are either. And, you know, I mean, my next question is, I mean, I so much care about you and Dean and Michelangelo, all you guys. I mean, do you guys have any, I mean, I know the answer is no, but is there any safety net, the fact that you guys are on SiriusXM, which is an unregulated network?
Yeah, no, it's not even a question that I want to entertain, John, but thanks for the call. CC in Northbrook, Illinois. Hey, CC, what's on your mind today?
All right, John, it's been a minute. I've been on the road going between St. Louis and Iowa. Mm-hmm. And you're a hard man to catch on TV when you go outside of Chicago.
We're on SiriusXM if you've got a car radio.
Yeah, usually I use YouTube. But anyway, yeah, Tom, you ever been in a fight? I mean, a physical fight?
Not since I was a kid.
Well, that's good enough. I mean, because the principle is the same. You got to stand up to a bully and just fight back the best you know how. Yeah. But this fight is an unfair fight. It's almost like you're fighting the person in front of you, and he's got friends that's always going to jump in when you get on top. So this thing with the Democrats is not fair. They're not in a fair fight. So I don't buy all the criticism that they are getting. because they don't have the same tools. They don't have the media. Their audience is different. They have to please multiple groups. And where the Republicans only have to please the white male. We got voter suppression that's never mentioned. And that's very important because the portrayal of what the country is not true because you're not 5 million people off the road thereabouts. And by the way, I think Greg Powers needs to get on black radio. They're around. They got him in St. Louis. They got him in Chicago. He needs to go on that radio and present his case because right now he's looking like a liar. And that's only because he doesn't get the media coverage that he needs. And
He has, by the way, a new Substack newsletter. If you go over to Substack.com and plug in Greg Palace, it'll pop right up. It's free.
I follow all you guys. Greg Palace, and the other guy, Spoonamar, as you have him on your show. So I'm going to follow.
Good.
In fact, I gave Bernie Sanders $27 for his tour. So,
God bless you.
And also with you, Tom, real quick. You should be inviting these, invite Schumer to your show. He might, I'm sure he won't come, but at least throw that invite.
We have always, for a long, long time, CC, we've had an open invitation to any Democrats who want to come on. I don't know that Sean has necessarily reached specifically out to Schumer, but he's not going to do a radio show. He's ruining the day that he did Chris Hayes' show on MSNBC. That was a disaster for him. But CC, I get what you're saying, but I am not going to pursue this much farther. In terms of Chuck Schumer, but he could have had a strategy. He could have done. He had months to prepare. He could have actually taken down the Republicans, I believe, and he had no strategy whatsoever. And he did basically nothing. And then he rolled over at the end. That is not leadership. That is a failure of leadership. And with that, I'll say, end of the circular firing squad. We need to move on, but I do believe we need new leadership in the Senate.
And one more point, Tom. Now, we're working with some evil people, but I still think there's some things you can get done with evil people. And Speaker Johnson is in my mind. He seems to have this issue with him and his son with pornography. And, okay, that's an issue. Maybe we can get something done there because I agree that pornography needs to be certified, so to speak. As you were pointing out, a lot of those Ukrainian children are being moved to Russia, for that purpose. I'm sure a certain percentage of
it's
them
legal
are,
there.
Maybe not all.
Yeah, child porn is legal in Russia. Some states, mostly Republican states, have put into place laws requiring that if you go to a porn site, that you have to verify your age. You have to submit your ID, which has got to be hurting the business model of porn sites. My argument all along has been that there should be a .xxx domain, that the access to that domain should be age limited, either with ID or with a credit card, and that that would be a pretty good solution to the problem. The problem is the Republicans, and most Democrats support that, by the way. The problem is the Republicans don't. And the reason why is because they don't think that there should be any, you've got about half of them who say there shouldn't be any pornography at all. And then the other half are saying, well, government shouldn't regulate this. This should be up to the free market kind of, BS libertarian nonsense. So it just ain't happening.
I know that.
I got to move along, but thanks for the call. Jessica in Chicago. Hey, Jessica, what's up?
Hi, Tom. We were thinking the same thing this morning about the 1798 Time of War Alien Enemies Act, and no due process for these young, they're teenagers and men from Venezuela. When I was watching the recording of the victims brutally get their heads shaved, there were bloody gashes on some of the tops of their heads.
Yeah.
These kids are teenagers, and I'm glad you mentioned about the tattoos. They have no justification for what they're doing. It's illegal, and you can tell it by the way the El Salvador guards, they're wearing masks to conceal their identities.
Yeah.
And Rubio retweeting oopsies. Too late with the smiling emoji. No respect. He is going down with this cruel, illegal, fascist regime. This is not our country. And, Tom, you You and Luis will have your disguises. You will go to Canada. You will be on ham radio so you can communicate. You're right. After the courts, they're going for the media. And this is insane. It's insane.
Yeah. I agree, Jessica, and I'm troubled and concerned, and I think increasingly Americans are. And, you know, we will see. And an awful lot is going to depend on how aggressively the media covers these stories. Right now, some of these stories of people being detained are just basically not being covered at all, which is, I'm going to get into this in some detail tomorrow morning in the first hour. So stick around for that. Jessica, thanks for the call. It's 45 minutes past the hour. We'll be in a couple of seconds.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Yep, Putin put Trump on hold this morning. Hey, you can just sit there and cool your jets for an hour, buddy. 45 minutes past the hour. Attention tax accountants. Tax season is here, and if you're part of an accounting firm, you know the pressure is on. Long hours and tight deadlines make this time of year a challenge for even the most seasoned tax professionals. So wouldn't it be great if you could accomplish hours of research in mere seconds? Well, you can with Blue Jay, the preferred partner solution of CPA.com for tax research that delivers answers with a touch of a button. Ask a complex tax question, and Blue Jay gives you better tax answers in seconds. Save time and maximize your clients' refunds with high-speed, accurate, and intuitive AI technology built with a library of only the most trusted tax resources updated daily to keep up with changes in tax. For a limited time, save 40% off at BlueJ.com/start now. That's B-L-U-E, the letter J.com/start now. Or text my name, Tom, T-H-O-M, to 511-511. Blue Jay, generative AI for better tax answers. Remember, save by texting my name, Tom, to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
The madness.
Blackwell inside, and he sends it down with the right hand.
Starts.
Tom Jay with bad intentions.
Now.
Long three, left side, bucket.
It's the NCAA tournament. Join us Thursday, live from Denver, Colorado. It's Wisconsin and Montana. Our coverage begins at 11:30 on your home for Wisconsin basketball.
To the rim, slam dunk, Carter Gilmore.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short. Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I think the advice I would give is you don't need to know all the answers. The craziest thing was believing that your dad knew everything. So as a dad, you felt like you had to know everything. You had to get everything right. It's okay to make mistakes. As long as it's coming from love, then, you know, it kind of starts to work itself out. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's serious comedy.
In Wisconsin, mint brownies are the big one.
By the way, why do we associate green with mint? That's what I want to know.
Yeah.
Because well, mint isn't plant, necessarily... I guess
a mint plant is green.
Well, a lot of plants are green. In fact, most plants are green. You know, chlorophyll, that whole thing, you know?
There's no way.
Wow. Chlorophyll, is that funny? Wow. This is
good. Just the way you said it. Weekdays from 8 to 10, right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We appreciate the groundbreaking efforts of Jeanine Geske. She dedicated her career to transforming the criminal justice landscape. Geske taught in prison and collaborated with victims groups. She continued to champion for change as a justice on the Wisconsin Supreme Court during the 1990s. And in recognition of her impact, she was named the Milwaukee Bar's Lawyer of the Year twice. She also made history in 2002 as the first and still the only woman to serve as Milwaukee County Executive and interim role worked without pay. Geske's now a professor of law at Marquette University's Restorative Justice Initiative, which she founded in 2005. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Jane Mantner.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Trump steps up, the cameras roll. He points and lays the blame. Says the press is out to get him, playing a rigged game. Fake news, they twist the facts. They're enemies of me. But silencing the truth is how you kill democracy. Donald Trump is crushing the media, tearing down the lies, turning
before the hour. Now 9 minutes before the hour. Paul in Woodinville, Washington. Hey, Paul, what's on your mind today?
Yeah, you know, Tom, who says there are no more modern-day prophets? This story was written in 1936. It can't happen here.
Yeah, Sinclair Lewis.
Sinclair Lewis. It's almost the exact same story. Yep. I mean, some doofus by the name of Buzz Winthrop takes over, and the problem is, it's only going to be, not the problem is, once Donald Trump started down this road with no due process, it's going to be, I would predict within 6 weeks, Americans, citizens, who will be whisked away without due process. Anybody who crosses Donald Trump, any protesters, this is all going to be, I don't know why people don't get this and why people didn't understand who Donald Trump is, always has been. But here's what he did, and I think Amy Coney Barrett at the joint address, she had the look on her eyes that she knows she's been double-crossed.
Yeah.
So Trump got the courts on his side. He's browbeaten the whole Congress. It's basically become the Third Reich Party, the Nazi Party. And so, in other words, it's not really a constitutional crisis because what the court would call a constitutional crisis is sometimes what they call a political question, which is if Congress and the president have a disagreement, they've ruled in the past that until either both parties, both the Congress and the president, have fully exercised their constitutional powers, the court won't rule on it. But this time, it's the president and the courts. And the courts have now realized that, and it says right in Federalist 78, indeed, an alliance between the court and any other branch of the government would be a disaster for liberty. Well, first he started with an alliance, and now he's got where he needs to go. He doesn't need them anymore. You bet he's going to defy the courts. He doesn't need them because the Congress will not exercise its constitutional powers to take back reassume their powers.
Right.
They're just going to let this crisis, economic crisis, whatever crisis Trump wants to declare, become indefinite because they, you know, the whole thing that Mike Johnson did last week, was they're supposed to debate these crises within a limited period of time. They won't do it because Mike Johnson says there's no calendar. A day's not a day. So the Congress has abdicated completely. So we only have now Donald Trump has to stand up. All he has to do is just defy the courts. There's not a damn thing they can do about it. He knows that.
Yeah, check on if he defies the courts, the only check on that is going to be impeachment. And I agree with you, Paul. I don't think that there's any Republican or at least certainly enough Republicans who would be willing to stand up on behalf of the United States and the rule of law to salvage our democracy.
But they're too afraid.
Yeah.
I mean, when people start getting whisked away, believe me, they already are. Yeah. This is just the beginning and the end. And, you know, I don't understand why, you know, you had a Chuck Schumer just rolled over. He handed over what part of power we had left. And last week you had some kind of NPR liberal lady on here talking about how he's doing the right thing. And I'm sorry, this is what it's going to end up. And let me just put one last thing here. Oliver Wendell Holmes Jr., the Supreme Court Justice, said the Constitution was written for people who fundamentally disagree. What he means by that is that's the way. The Constitution is the way that people who fundamentally disagree can peacefully coexist. Mm-hmm. Once you get rid of the Constitution, there will not be peaceful coexistence anymore. There's no way there can be.
Yeah. No. And like I said, we have seen this movie before, and it should not surprise any of us that this is exactly what these guys are up to. And, it's fairly easy to predict how it's going to play out. The question is, how are we going to respond to it? And as I wrote this morning, how are the Republicans going to respond to it? Because right now, the Democrats, while they can yell and scream and make noises, they don't have any actual political power. And the Republicans do. And if Republicans don't stand up to this guy, then our country is genuinely, really, and truly screwed. Paul, thank you for the call.
Yeah, no political.
I got to run along. I got to move along. Thank you. Dolores in New York City. Hey, Dolores, what's on your mind today? Or Dolores Emma, excuse me.
Thank you, Tom. I'm an avid and loyal listener, and I agree with you that we're at a tipping point this week regarding the courts. And what is happening now is no accident. This has all been planned. There's a through line between the Reagan administration through Dick Cheney and George W. Bush. And when he announced that he was founding the Department of Homeland Security, I remember at that moment I had chills down my spine.
Oh, I freaked out because Homeland was Hitler's favorite word. Heimat.
Yes, but his own police department. You know, we had people that could have gone down there and did the border, but it was a presidential department of police.
Yeah.
So we are so in deep doo doo, so deep doo doo, and it's only the people, you and me, and everybody listening, that's going to get us out of this.
Yes.
That's the only way.
And that means, you know, Abraham Lincoln famously said public opinion is everything. If enough people show up, if enough people are in the streets, if enough people are contacting their elected representatives, particularly their Republican elected representatives, then maybe we can slow this train down. We'll see. Dolores Emma, thank you for the call. We're hitting the top of the hour. On the other side of this break, Musk and Starlink in the White House say what?
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Native Path is made with only type 1 and 3 collagen fibers. These are the two most important types as they make up 90% of the collagen in your body. Native Path is a single ingredient collagen. No fillers, additives, artificial sweeteners, and a third-party test for heavy metals. It's also completely flavorless, so we put it in everything, coffee, smoothies, soups, because Native Path's recipe is a peptides formula. It's more bioavailable, meaning it's absorbed in the body more easily and mixes much better than other brands. No clumping at all. Native Path has sold over 5 million jars of collagen, has over 1 million happy customers, over 8,000 five-star reviews, and a 365-day no-risk guarantee. And best of all, Native Path offers really amazing bundle deals that are only available with our special link, where you can get 3 and 6 packs at a fraction of the price of other collagen brands. Visit getnativepath.com/Hartman and start your transformation today. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with 2 N's.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. Chihuahua.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Bosch legacy actor Scott Clace to the show. Then Nightlight pal and Madison film critic Rob Thomas joins the show and gives us some fantastic recommendations. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Chihuahua. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Hey, everybody. Glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Chief Justice of the United States, John Roberts, is calling out President Trump for saying a judge should be impeached. CBS's Ed O'Keefe explains.
There were inquiries, apparently, in the Supreme Court, according to the Supreme Court, who issued a rare statement from the Chief Justice responding to the president, saying that for more than two centuries, it has been established that impeachment is not an appropriate response to disagreement concerning a judicial decision. The normal appellate review process exists for that purpose. In other words, you got an issue with a judge, keep appealing it. And if it gets to the Supreme Court, we'll deal with it there.
Meanwhile, federal Judge Anna Reyes in Washington has blocked enforcement of Trump's order keeping transgender people from the U.S. military. More on that from CBS News Justice Department reporter Jake Rosen.
The judge's order blocks Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth and the services from implementing President Trump's executive order and additional guidance prohibiting transgender people from serving in the military. But the